The Transportation Department says that airlines and the government will meet tomorrow's congressionally imposed deadline for new security measures at U.S. airports. Checked baggage will be inspected for explosives by hand, detection machines, and bomb-sniffing dogs. If that's not possible, bags will be matched to a passenger before being loaded on the plane. Some congressional Democrats say the plan leaves security loopholes. Joining me now is Jane Garvey, Administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration. Good morning, Ms. Garvey.
Good morning.
Critics say that bag matching will occur only on originating flights and that could leave some security loopholes on stopovers. Why not have bag matching on stopover flights as well?
Well, I think the approach really was to say that there were a number of options that were open, that the important point was to have every bag have at least one level of scrutiny from its origin, from its beginning. And so that's really what we've done. We've put in place a number of options. Important to note that the airlines have to have a system in place by tomorrow. And we're going to be monitoring it, watching it very, very closely, and obviously moving toward our goal of having EDS machines in place by the end of this year, 2002, by December of 2002. So multi-layered approach, a number of tools available to the airlines, but a system must be in place.
There aren't enough bomb screening machines right now, are there? I mean, how are the airlines going to meet the deadline for screening explosives?
Well, that's really why we, at least at this point, have offered and why Congress suggested multiple tools so that they would use a number of options that are currently available. But you're absolutely right. As we move towards December 2002, it's important that we work very, very closely with the manufacturers to make sure that the production is stepped up. We're going to have to see manufacturing of these explosive detections at a rate that we've not seen in the past. And I know the secretary, the deputy secretary, the new undersecretary have met pretty extensively with the manufacturers and are actively working with them to make sure that that we are able to meet that goal.
How are the airlines doing on meeting two other deadlines? That's training security screeners and developing guidelines for training flight crews who face threats.
We will meet those goals. The responsibility for the government is by tomorrow, by Friday the 18th, is first of all to lay out guidance for crew training. They really are the first line of defense. And we've worked very, very closely in the last several weeks with the pilots' associations, with the flight attendants, to make sure that the guidance captures really all of the issues that they know so well. We're going to meet that goal. That guidance will be out tomorrow. The airlines have a very short period of time to come back with a program that must be approved by the FAA and then incorporated into their training program. As for training for the screeners, that deadline will be met as well tomorrow. So a great deal of activity, a lot happening. I think we can without hesitation say that it's certainly safer today than it was yesterday, and it will continue to be safer. That's really, as we move forward, just so critical that we keep pushing at this, that we keep at it, because it's extraordinarily important.
Understanding how important safety is, one last question, that is, will the rules create more problems for passengers?
Well, passengers have been wonderfully patient. I've flown a lot since September 11th and have been really impressed with how patient people have been. And there may be more lines, and there may be some additional delays. We hope they will not be extensive. I know the airlines are working hard to make sure they have the right kind of operation procedures in place, but there may be some additional delays. We hope that they won't be extensive. And in fact, we know that some of the measures will be not seen to passengers, but we ask for their patience as we move ahead.
Thanks so much. Jane Garvey is Administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration.